Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind, and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through, and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews, and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection, and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. My name's Amanda Nelson, and I'm the Master Energist on UK Health Radio. And when I was offered a chance to invite Mr. Tom Palladino onto my show, I leapt at the opportunity. Tom is a person of great integrity. I've been following his work for a while now, and I'd say he's definitely an ambassador for high vibrational light and how that light can be used to benefit each and every one of us. He's working at the leading edge of his field, and I'm going to be chatting with him today about scalar light. If this is something that interests you, then stay with us. You're very welcome. We're glad you're here. Tom, welcome to the Future Self Energetics Show.
It's a pleasure.
So if I may then, let's begin with a bit about you personally, and then we'll have a chat about scalar light. What can you tell us about yourself?
Well, what drives me, I'm a humanitarian. I've always tried to put back something into society. I want to help people. And I see this type of technology, scalar light technology, as being a perfect avenue so that I can help people and many people around the world. So I'm trying to improve the world condition. I'm not for complaining. I'm for action. And this is the action that I'm taking.
Well, welcome. I'm so glad to have you on the show today, and also for the work that you're doing. You're working on behalf of all of us, and I really respect that. So Let's look at scalar light then in a little bit more detail. How would you describe it as a light in its own right?
You know, I believe it's a divine light. It does not behave like electricity or magnetism. It is not electromagnetic in character. So what am I referring to? I'm referring to essentially the consciousness of the omnipresence of the universe. Scalar energy is not electricity. It's a different form of energy. And throughout the centuries, various cultures have described it as, say, chi or consciousness or life force energy. And I think once we really understand that there's two energies and that scalar energy is the driving force of the universe, I think many people are going to start paying attention to it.
I absolutely agree with that. I have, in my own personal work, because I connect a lot with energetic work too, I've come across divine light, and it's really interesting as a high vibrational energy. Mm-hmm. The way it moves, for example, it doesn't move in a straight line. It moves in a spiral of some description.
Yes, that's brilliant. Yes, and scalar energy is a double helix in composition. So when it moves forward, so to speak, it spirals. Yes, precisely.
And also it moves kind of forward and back, clockwise and anti-clockwise at the same time. Yeah.
Why? Yes, because it's everywhere. So if you can imagine a coil that's everywhere, and yes, but in composition, it's a double helix, so to speak.
Would you describe the light as having a particular color?
No, it's every color, because it really is the instructions of God. When I've been working with this energy, I realized it essentially can do anything. It's just our limited capacity to realize that and to work with this unlimited energy.
Mm. So when I connect with divine light, and people who've listened to my show before, they'll know that when I open up to do any kind of energetic work, I actually use divine light in order to create a protection and then to create a connection onto what I call the universal energy grids. I mean, it's a big loop, really, of all energy that's moving and spiraling. You and I both know that.
Correct.
But the divine light is so beautiful because it has this kind of scintillating diamond light kind of quality, in that it sends out all this radiant color. And there are colors in there, I suppose, that I would say that we don't even have words for, because they're beyond the dimension.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I agree. There are so many colors. I really frankly believe there's an infinite number of colors and shades and hues. And that's incorporated into scale energy. What we see in the electromagnetic dimension is very limited. Mm. The electromagnetic dimension limits our ability. Scalar energy is unlimited. And I think you see unlimited colors in the scalar energy dimensions, colors that we can never imagine.
As you know, I work as a therapist. I always explain to my clients that here we are in this dimension that we know of as the third dimension. And there are many other dimensions that are not limited in the same way as we find ourselves limited. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, this dimension perhaps is the one with so little magic, so many, so few miracles. And yet if we were in our dimension where we exist, where we have our state of being, let's say in the fifth dimension, everything's accessible in the fifth dimension. There are no limitations in that dimension. If we wanted to talk to Tesla or Leonardo da Vinci, we could find them out on the grids as long as we have some way of connecting to them. How do you feel about that?
Yes, I do. If scalar energy is timeless, and I believe it is timeless, it interconnects everything, including everybody's thoughts. It really is the alpha and the omega. So when we speak of this perfect information system, scalar energy, some might call that the Akashic Records. Others might call that consciousness or the mind of God. The key element is this. This energy, scalar light, is unlimited. And hence it has the potential for unlimited information and unlimited creativity and unlimited connection. Now, once the world realizes what they're missing, they're going to embrace this concept.
In some ways, it's a choice, isn't it? It's a choice to say, well, do we want everything that the divine makes available to us in perfection, in the way it is? Or would we like to stay within the limited boundaries of what our senses or our conditioning tells us really is there available for us?
Yes, thank you. I agree with you. So it is going to be a sea change of attitude. It will take a conscious effort for people to say, I want that dimension, scalar energy dimension, versus the electromagnetic dimension.
I know which one I'd choose, Tom.
I'm sorry?
I said, I know which one I'd choose.
Yeah, well, you know, we have to make this really simple, easy. It's non-threatening. You know, scalar energy is from the sun and the stars. We've already accepted it, whether we realize it or not. Everybody is accepting sunlight and starlight. But then to put that into practice, that's a different matter. You have to show people the benefits. Mm. And you have to show people that this is easy, harmless, beneficial. Then they start to get it.
Mm. So let's go back to you a little bit now. Thank you very much for explaining scalar energy. It's really wonderful, actually, to talk to somebody who understands it on the level that you do. So when was it that you first made your connection with scalar energy?
I would say, as a scientist, when I started to read Nikola Tesla, and I realized he was the first man to harness and control scalar energy. And he called it in his day radiant energy. And what really was peculiar to me, Tesla abandoned his career as an electrical engineer. And after he discovered and started working with scalar energy, he no longer was inventing electrical instruments. He was inventing radiant energy or scalar energy instruments. Then I started to ask myself the question, why would the world's preeminent electrical engineer change his career at the latter part of his life? That doesn't make any sense. And it only makes sense if he saw the superiority of radiant energy, scalar energy, as opposed to electrical energy.
So were most of his peers using electrical energies then?
Yes. And they're still using it today for various reasons. Tesla was thinking outside the box. He was way ahead of his time. And it was just too much of a jump for many people. It still is a significant jump to tell people electricity has its limitations. Of course, you know, I'm in my office and I'm using electricity today. I wish I had the knowledge to change all of these inventions into scalar energy inventions.
Well, there's still time.
Yes.
And so you personally, so you were fascinated by Tesla's work and the questions that he posed for you. When did, have you always been focused on scalar light?
Yeah, my entire life. Even in my collegiate years, I said to myself, you know, this is valid, what I'm learning at the university level. Mm. But my overarching drive goal was to bring to the world scalar energy. Mm. So if you will, my understudy years, you had to learn the ropes. And I learned the ropes. And yes, there's merit to the electromagnetic sciences. Mm. But we have to advance. We have to realize there's a better way.
Mm. And what about a personal motivation, though? Did you have a calling to work with scalar light to improve people's health and well-being, or was it the other way around? Did you have a calling to work with people and it seemed that scalar light would be the right way of achieving that?
Yeah, I would say that I had the desire to help mankind. I knew that invention was a stepping stone for all generations. If you look at the advancement of mankind, technology goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Right? If we go back 1,000 years, you know, you see how primitive the lifestyle was. You go back 2,000 years, 3,000 years. So my point is technology, invention really helps mankind. So I set myself to that motto, to that design to invent or to bring forward some type of new technology. So the driving force was always to help mankind, and specifically by way of technological advancement. And then when I saw what scalar energy could do, then when I understood what this tool is, the intelligence of the universe, I said, that's the vehicle to improve the human race.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it's been a lifetime pursuit. This is not easy. One of the reasons it's not easy, man, you've got to do it all alone, meaning you don't learn this at the university. I've never seen one collegiate class that will teach scalar light theory.
But Tom, if you're working at the leading edge, that means that there is it's a lonely place to be sometimes.
Yeah.
And you can feel like there are a huge number of hurdles to cross that other people don't actually have to scale. There's a lot in the communities and certainly the therapy that I work in, where, do you know, sometimes I can't explain how it works. I just know it does work. And at some stage, we'll work out the theory behind it. But unfortunately, a lot of the time, that's just not good enough nowadays. Yeah. And so there's this kind of inner belief. This is why I said at the top of the show that you're a man of integrity. I know that if you're telling me that this scalar light was something that was worthy of you dedicating your life to, and that you believe that it is a way of truly helping and advancing mankind.
Right.
But what
right.
you're trying to do is push the boundary.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, if I could just titillate your audience, this technology is head over heels. If we were to utilize scalar technology, our transportation system would be enhanced. Our telecommunication system would be enhanced. Our healthcare system would be enhanced. Scalar energy can perform work functions that electricity cannot. Mm-hmm. So anytime you use technology, in some way you're controlling nature, and in some way you're able to improve the human condition. Well, scalar energy is that tool. It has a control. It has mastery over nature.
Fabulous, fabulous. So then, what came next? So you've decided that you would like to work on behalf of humanity. Yes. You've decided that scalar light is something that would be truly worthwhile, even if you are going to be working lonely, as to a certain degree, on the leading edge. What came next then?
The first part of my life was a life dedicated to theory, to prayer. How does this work? I studied Nikola Tesla, and Tesla was the only leading scientist, the only scientist that I knew of at that time that had developed these instruments. And I said to myself, I have to in some way repeat this, or I have to in some way continue on what Tesla had achieved. Well, I had the great fortune. I met a family in the United States, the Hieronymus family. I never met the inventor, he was deceased, but the Hieronymus family was producing scalar energy instruments. Now, this is back in 1993. Galen Hieronymus, an American inventor, one of the few bona fide scalar energy researchers on the planet, because he developed instruments. He was able to control scalar energy, as was Tesla. Now, when you're working with these great men as your, if you will, guidepost, I could not fail. So I was able to actually purchase scalar energy instruments from the Hieronymus family. And that began my practical application of this energy.
Fantastic. So your practical application of the energy, what then came next? So you have some technology, you have an instrument that can, does it create scalar light or does it channel it? How does it work?
It channels it. Very good. So the power, I call it the power plants, or the storehouses of scalar energy, are the sun and the stars. See, this is the beauty of this energy. We don't create it. We just tap into it. So gone are all the man-made power plants. You don't need wind farms. You don't need nuclear reactors. You don't need a coal furnace. You don't need transponders. All you have to do is tap into the sun and the stars. This is the beauty. The infrastructure already exists. So a scalar energy instrument is not a power generator. It's a power absorber. It's a power capacitor.
And there would be an infinite source of
yes.
light source
and,
as well.
And by that statement, you have solved the energy crisis. If there's an infinite supply of scalar energy, then we do not have to deal with scarcity. You have solved the energy crisis.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The station that makes you feel good.
So at the moment then, you're focusing on the benefits to people. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. So I'm using this infinite power of the stars, and my focus is immediately quantum health. Now, to clue the audience in, I never work with people or animals. I work with photographs of people and animals. So a scalar energy instrument is able to pick out, if you will, the quantum energy or the scalar energy signal on a photograph of a person or an animal. And I work in the informational field. I don't work in the biological field. I work in the informational field through the photograph. So here's my statement to the audience. A photograph of a person is their bilocated version. If I look at my body today, my physical body, my spiritual body in the flesh, so to speak, yes, that this is what I consider by Newtonian physics to be our self. We identify ourselves. In the scalar energy paradigm, there's two Toms. There's two people. My photograph is my identical version of me, my bilocated version of me.
In my own vocabulary, I would describe that when I'm doing or offering up distance healing, usually through listening to somebody's voice, I can tap then into their energy field, and their energy field is connected to the vast energy fields. That's the simple way that I would describe it. I think we're talking about the same thing, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Exactly. Yes, we are. Exactly. Now, that statement is profound. You're tapping into an energy field, which is scalar energy, the Akashic records, the omnipresence of God. And that energy field is infinite, and it interconnects with every other energy field. So if you're in the UK and I'm in North America, our energy fields still communicate with one another.
And they do. They will communicate. It's not limited by distance, time, dimensionality, or anything else. In fact, what I tend to find is that the thing that limits it the most is conditioning and belief systems.
Yes, thank you. If this is if I am following the laws of science, I am, and if the laws of science are immutable, then my work, as long as I follow those laws of science, will work. And there's nothing standing in the way. Why? I follow the fundamental laws.
Yes. So then, if I were going to come to you, let's say there was some part of my health that I wanted to focus on, and I felt it would be worth trialing or having an experiment with scalar light, who would be a good match for you? Would there be something, for example, I don't know if I was having problems sleeping or I was having issues connecting with pleasure and happiness, maybe I was suffering from anxiety, or perhaps there might be something on the more physical level. Maybe I had long COVID and it was taking me a long time for me to get my stamina back. Sorry, I'm asking lots and lots of questions in one question. Who is a good fit?
Everybody, because it's fundamental energy. let me take this chapter and verse. With scalar energy is able to balance the chakras, which are composed of scalar energy. So a scalar energy session, many people have told me that this produces a feeling of calm, a feeling that they're no longer on edge. Others have told me that it's helped them with depression or even drug addiction. Now, I am not the animating force. It's God. It's divine action. And by working with a scalar energy instrument, it automatically balances the seven chakras. It's an information system. I don't have to tell energy how to balance your chakras. Divine energy knows how to balance the seven chakras. So one of the upshots is people say that they have greater mental clarity, greater spiritual clarity, that this is helping them achieve a more meaningful night of sleep. Others say that scalar energy has served to abate in some fashion an addiction to cigarettes, an addiction to recreational drugs. And many people ask me, well, what did you do, Tom? I said, I did nothing. The energy is the animating force. The energy does everything. And people then are starting to realize it's an infinite information system.
So the energy has a kind of a consciousness of its own. It knows yes. where to go, and it also knows what to do.
Yes, thank you.
It will also always aim to bring benefit and balance and restore that kind of harmony. And as it does that, then it has to affect the homeostasis in some yes, way, doesn't it?
That's the key. You hit the nail on the head. If it's perfect energy, it will produce a perfect environment, which is homeostasis. Very good.
So how long does it take for this to start working?
It's instantaneous. In my laboratory this morning, I treated 500,000 people because I can treat people by way of their photograph. It's not a biological process. It's an informational process.
And there's no shortage of energy, and therefore it can work on an infinite basis.
Yes. Yes. You know, you just keep putting zeros on this, and it's infinite. It's not a millionfold. It's not a billionfold. It's an infinite ability.
It must be wonderful. Must be wonderful yeah. to be able to positively affect so many people's yeah. lives. Yeah.
You can see how this is now a global concern. This is what I envision to be a global healing ministry. Hmm. If you can work with 500,000 people a day, this takes on global proportions.
So do you think that this is a complement to other forms of energy work that's already out there as well?
Yes. Yeah. Let me go back to 1,000, 2,000 years.
Okay.
Healing hands. Mm-hmm. If people can lay their hands upon you and they can heal you, well, how does that happen? Those are scalar energy hands. Mm. Okay. Others can be healed by, say, music or by thought. Well, music carries an information to it. It's a healing information, a scalar information. Some people today have various modalities in which they're employing scalar energy. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it has many applications. One source, it's from God, but really infinite applications.
Because people will use it in different ways. I have many friends in Glastonbury, in Somerset. I spend time with them. You mentioned about healing hands. There are some remarkable healers that are based in that particular place. I know they're everywhere on the world. It's just my experience. I spend time in either in Oxford, where I am at the moment in the UK, or down in Glastonbury. And sometimes I ask them to show me the palms of their hands, all right? Because in the soft-centered areas in the palms of your hand, you actually have little chakras. And so you saying that scalar light, scalar energy actually moves through the chakras. Yes, I can understand how healing hands now work.
Yes, it all starts to make sense, doesn't it? You really can't explain healing hands by way of magnetism or electricity. That's not the motivating force. That might be a consequence. But when you understand the chakras are composed of scalar energy, and that you can have some favorable impact upon the chakras by scalar energy technology, it all makes sense.
In the manifestation field, because I work a lot with people who are great manifestors, and if you don't mind me saying, you're a manifester. Manifestors are here to create on behalf of the rest of us who cannot create that thing. And so you're definitely a manifester. Manifestors, their manifestation field, I think it uses a lot of scalar energy as well. The manifestation field, and I won't go into it in great detail, the manifestation field also connects with tiny spinning vortices of light that yeah. I have been told are called the nadis. I didn't know what they were until somebody told me. And it's like an asteroid belt around you.
Yes.
Spinning lights. And they're almost like tiny, tiny chakras. They're not the main chakras in the main body. But the nadis have like a magnetic quality to them. And so as they spin and scintillate with light, what they do is they create a match. And I think the match that they create to is scalar light. They almost call to you what you need the most. And it's often a match for how you're feeling, for example. You know, like attracts like. It's one of the universal laws. And I think it has something to do with the nadis. I wonder if the nadis might also be driven with scalar light.
Of course. Of course. Of course. You have seven main chakras, and perhaps a subset of those chakras are the nadis. And yes, the animating force is still scalar energy. So in your brilliance, you've summed it up. This is homeostasis. Now, How do you achieve homeostasis with an animating force, with a perfect force, Schiedter energy? So you can have homeostasis through the biological environment, right? Through the mental or spiritual environment, obviously through the chakra nadi system. But what is the intelligence? What is the cause? It's Schiedter light.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The station that makes you feel good.
I know that I would love to work with Schiedter light. I do to a certain degree, but you know, if you and I as two, let's call us therapists for the time being, as two therapists, the work we do is complementary. You could work with Reiki practitioners, anybody that does any kind of intuitive healing, people that connect with crystals, the whole plethora, I would say, is there. What about modern science and modern medicine? How do they feel about Schiedter light?
They're starting to catch on. It's going to be a process.
That's a good answer. That's a very good answer.
You know, you might want to start a mud fight with anybody. But let's just be blunt. And at any university in the world today, unless it's a quantum university, you're not going to hear about Schiedter energy. And very few professors will even bring up Nikola Tesla, even though, in my estimation, he's the preeminent scientist of all time. Why? Well, there's still suppression.
However, if I were undergoing a treatment, let's say, of pharmaceutical medications, would it still be all right for me employ Schiedter light? Would there be contraindications as far as you're concerned?
No contraindications, and I'll tell you why. What I'm doing with this Schiedter energy instrument is just a fraction of what the sun and the stars are doing. Mm. Now, keep in mind, we are bathing in a Schiedter energy environment. We don't realize that. And thank God, because without sunlight and starlight, we would cease to exist. So my instrument is, although directed in Schiedter energy, it's a mere fraction of what the sun and the stars provide on a continuous basis. So the point is, my Schiedter energy session is nothing in comparison to the sun's session of Schiedter energy 24 hours a day.
That's incredible. Absolutely wonderful. Isn't it wonderful? Everything's designed to work perfectly together.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, this is the coherence we've been looking for, or what many physicists call the unifying principle. The unifying principle is not electromagnetic energy, because you need a system that interacts and communicates with itself instantaneously. Mm. If you have a unifying principle in the universe, you have to have an energy that can interact and can communicate in an instantaneous fashion. That's the only way you're going to unify and organize the universe. And the only way you could achieve that paradigm is with an energy system, is with an informational system that's infinite in character and that can communicate instantaneously. The unifying principle is Schiedter energy. That's it.
Amazing. So if I would like to have a treatment with you, and I know you've been really kind, actually, in offering to gift every one of my listeners an opportunity to do this, and we'll if everyone listening grabs a piece of paper and a pen, and we'll give out the name of your website in a minute, so that they can go online and they can actually have a treatment for free. Thank you so much for offering that to them. So I'm really fascinated by how this actual process is set up by you. So what would I do? So I come along and say, okay, I'm going to have a treatment with you. I think this might be great. I'm having trouble sleeping, but I'm really happy for the energy just to go in my body, go and sort out what it needs sorting, bring me back to as close to perfect as you can bring me in balance, help me achieve that homeostasis. What do I do next?
Our website is scalarlight.com.
That's right.
We do offer everybody in the world, 15 days of free session.
That's really generous.
And we do that. Yeah, thank you. We do that because this is the only way you introduce this esoteric science. My application of this energy, I don't think it's been duplicated yet. Why? The instruments are unique. My approach is unique. So the experience is unique. Mm. And in order to overcome any objection, we tell people, well, try it for free. Okay, it's simple, it's easy. All you do is email us a photograph. This is the way we introduce this to mankind.
I think what's fascinating about a 15-day trial is the fact that it gives me, in a way, enough time for whatever the process is that needs to be corrected, to be corrected. I mean, I use words like adjusted, corrected, rebalanced, removed, revitalized, infused. These are all the words I use all the time. And I know that the cause of my problem, if I had a problem sleeping, it might be that I think it's a problem sleeping, but it could be something completely different. Mm-hmm. And so as that scalar light energy goes into my energy field, yes, and let's say it creates some kind of a response in me that means that, I don't know, maybe I start eating sensibly, because it could be my eating that's the problem with my sleeping, right? Yeah. Perhaps it is that I decide not to have caffeine, just stop having caffeine later in the day. It becomes something that's a motivation, an inspiration that comes from inside of me. And that means that the scalar light has motivated me not to be addicted to caffeine in a specific way. And that then positively affects my sleeping. So this, I think, is how I'm imagining. I don't know if I'm right. I'm imagining that scalar light technology works. And having 15 days to do that means that you get a really good run at it. You just have to observe the positive changes that are happening, because they'll all contribute to what it is that you're setting out to achieve. Is that right?
Yeah, you're right. Seeing is believing. This is why we offer the 15-day free trial. Mm. People have to feel comfortable with a technology, with a new technique. The sessions that we've, if you will, instituted, they're standardized. Mm. And so doing, everybody is treated the same, equally. Everybody then has the ability to, if you will, experience this wellness program to heal, okay, on that equal footing. My goal is not to work with one person. My goal is to work with the world, humanity. Hmm. And how do I do that? I have to make this simple, easy. It only takes an emailed photograph. Hmm. And it's painless. It's effective. Mm-hmm. And within 15 days, people feel better.
I know I'm going to be signing up for a trial. I think it'd be really marvelous. And when you come back on my show, which you're going to be doing soon, I hope, I can give you some feedback. It would be lovely to be able to let you know how it was for me. Please. So that 15 days, is that, for example, an hour a day for 15 days?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Is it a two-minute treatment for 15 days? How does it work?
Well, we have three protocols that we observe. On a daily basis, we'll balance the chakras. Number two, we will eradicate pathogens. These instruments can detect pathogens in the quantum field and break them apart, fragment them.
Fabulous.
And then the third modality is we're able to create, to assemble nutrients, amino acids, fatty acids, antioxidants. So chakra balancing, pathogen cleanse, germ cleanse, and the third modality, nutrients. Now, throughout the day, 24 hours a day, we provide these sessions, 1 hour a day for chakras, programs, 1 hour a day for the germ cleanse and 22 hours a day for the nutrient program. So it's 24 hours a day for 15 days in a row. And after all of that, people invariably feel better. They might not necessarily be able to put their finger on it, but they feel better.
Yeah. I think this is what I meant earlier by you might sign up in order to improve your sleep, but what happens are that these other modifications, these changes in choices, behavioral changes, all of these things that can happen. I always say to people, keep a journal, because it may be that patterns start to appear and the solution will be on the pages of your journal. You'll then be able to say, oh, look, this is the change that's been taking place. And the only other thing I've been doing that could have brought about that change is using the scalar light. So what's the name of the website again, Tom?
It's scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R.
That's great. Now, I know we're getting close to time, but there are a few questions I've got. You've said all we need to do is email in a photograph. Do you need any kind of intention that is actually set with this as well?
I don't need an intention. I simply ask people to live a normal, sensible lifestyle. But we do all the work. The animating force is scalar light. It's not. Okay. The instrument will impart that scalar light. When I am working with these instruments, I want to make this very clear. I always pray and I ask God for healing, but it's not me. Now, keep in mind, I'm not the healer. God is. I simply work with this technology that will heal.
So photographs. Okay. I could give you, for example, a photograph of me as I am now, and you would place that in your scalar instrument. And then according to the 15-day trial, let's say, then the light makes its connection with me and the process of delivering that light or that healing to me begins. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Your photograph serves to identify your energy field. Now, this is the new science in which you don't have to be there. Your photograph is your bilocated version.
Marvelous.
So instead of you flying to my laboratory, just email your photograph, because it's the concatenation. It's what we call quantum entanglement. Everything in the universe is connected. When you're in a scalar energy force field, your photograph connects to the matrix, or what we call the Akashic record, or the omnipresence of God.
So here's another question then. Let's say I gave you a picture of me when I was 5 years old, where it could be that that's where I thought the root, let's say, of an anxiety. Maybe I had a trauma when I was 5 years old. Would it work if I sent you a picture of me at the age of five, or would it still work with me at the age of 63, nearly, that I am? Would it work differently?
What I observe with scalar energy, all time is in the present moment. Keep in mind, scalar energy is timeless. It transcends time and space. So the only time is the present moment.
Okay.
So if you submitted a photograph when you were 5 years old, it would still treat you in the exact moment at the present time in real time fashion.
Yeah, because time doesn't really exist, does it? It does not.
In this
dimension, but in the other dimensions, they're not limited in quite the same way. Okay, then.
To go back to your statement, this is homeostasis.
Yeah.
If you are timeless and you're locked into one time, you're locked into perfection. You cannot change. If you cannot change, you're in your perfect state. That's homeostasis.
So what about if I wanted to act as an avatar for my great-grandmother? If I didn't have a photograph of my, let's say, my great-grandmother or my great-great-grandfather or something, could you reach them through my photo? And just to say, the reason I'm asking this question is because sometimes there is a kind of ancestral memory that moves through the family lines.
Yes.
And up to seven generations before us, something may have happened that is affecting us now. So, for example, my ancestors, if they were displaced and they were refugees and they had to move across Europe, which they did, could I be an avatar for my great grandparents as they went through that trauma?
Yes, yes. I believe on account of the fact that scalar energy connects everything, connects every event. When I work with a person's photograph, automatically it addresses their ancestral behavior. Why? It has to. You cannot limit this energy. So when we work with one person, we work with their entire lineage. Yes.
And that would also therefore mean that, because I believe that we incarnate and have experiences many times. I don't think we're just limited to one lifetime, which means that I can be an avatar in this incarnation for any of the previous incarnations that I've had, and that the scalar light would then be able to reach those as well, because we're all connected. Is that right?
I would say that always acting in the present moment, scalar energy, there is no distinction in time. So all events throughout your history as a person are coalesced into one perfect moment. Mm. I'm going to repeat that. From the moment you were conceived to the present moment, your scalar energy force field has all of that embodied within this information system. So when I work with you by way of your photograph, your entire life from conception to the present moment is included in those sessions, as well as your lineage, because you're connected by scalar energy to your parents, to your grandparents. So there's no limit.
Fantastic. What about my pets?
Send a photograph of your pets in. Pets, to be quite blunt, most pets, household pets, God bless them, they have a lot of parasites. They have many germs. And usually within the first week, we see that pets, animals feel much better because they don't have germs. They no longer have germs under this program. We eradicate germs. So what you're going to see in your dog, your cat, your horse is they're perky. They're vibrant now. You know, before they were besieged by parasites, by viruses. After the scalar energy sessions, we eradicate those germs.
That's fascinating. I'm most definitely going to send in a picture of my dog as well and see. I've got two dogs, but one of them's particularly bonkers. And it would be interesting to see what benefit she would have. I think she's quite anxious. So it would be interesting to see whether parasites could be at the root of that anxiety at all. I mean, I think you are coming on my show again. I'm so glad that you are. I think that our next conversation should be a conversation about the future, if that's all right with you.
Yes.
You know, where is your technology headed, and what can we expect to come if we imagined big enough? I think that's the key. And I would like, whilst I'm on the show now, to invite any of my listeners to also send in a question to me to ask you, Tom, so that when you come back on the show, some of their questions can be answered as well. If they want to send me an email, just send it to amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. Well, unfortunately, Tom, I think we're out of time. I mean, I still have so much to talk to you about, but thank you for coming on my show today.
Yeah, pleasure. Thank you.
On behalf of everyone, I'd like to sincerely thank you for everything you are doing at The Leading Edge.
Thank you. I'll continue to do so.
And I'm really looking forward to chatting with you again soon. So, Tom Palladino, thank you so much for coming on the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio today.
Thank you.
That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetics Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life. Focus on the quality of the energy in your energy field. Focus on your entire energy field every single day, because a great energy field has the potential to change anything. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.